Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Andrew, thank you very much for that. Now, with Garda recruitment numbers falling short of government targets, age restrictions have gone from 35 to 50, and training allowances are increasing for a second time this year from €305 to €354 per week from next month. And with Commissioner Drew Harris seeking to raise current numbers from around 14,000 to 15,000 Gardaí, a group of just over 100 probationers passing out in Temple Moor tomorrow will be welcome reinforcements. Drive Times' John Cook has been meeting some of them to ask about the appeal nowadays of joining the Gardaí.
Hi, my name is Jane Taylor. I am from Dublin and I'm 26 years old.
Hi, my name is Kieran Fagan. I'm from Westmeath but originally from Manchester and I'm 31 years of age.
Meet some of the newest members of An Garda Síochána, the trainee class of 2024.
Hi, I'm Pavel Skutela. I originally come from Poland. But I grew up in Limerick.
There's no conventional route to the Gardaí, I don't think, anymore, but you've had a varied career. Would you say that?
Yeah, I'd agree. So after finishing secondary school, I studied Russian and Italian in Trinity College Dublin. And then after that, I joined Accenture, where I was a content moderator for the Russian market, where we worked for the Google project and moderated videos for terrorism, radicalisation and hate speech.
Terrorism videos?
Yeah, terrorism videos, yeah.
Looking at some pretty nasty stuff?
Yeah, yeah, that would have been difficult enough. A lot of videos of, you know, like mutilated soldiers and a lot of that kind of thing. So then after that, I joined Aer Lingus, where I was cabin crew for a year and a half, and I was doing...
Big gear change there.
Yeah, it's complete 360, going from an office to going to the skies. But I really enjoyed that. And then after a year and a half, I got the call to join An Garda Síochána, and that's when I left Aer Lingus and joined.
There's a proud tradition of the Gardaí in your family, though. Is that what inspired you?
Yeah, it definitely would. My dad, my granddad, my uncles, my aunties.
My great-grandfather was an inaugural member back in 1922, and I'm the first person in my family since him. So I grew up with stories from my grandmother of how policing was back then. And, you know,
very different now.
But, you know, I just feel so honoured and proud to represent my country. And
Kieran's family came back to Ireland when he was a child, and after school he spent 10 years in the hotel industry before the opportunity came up to land his dream job on Garda Síochána.
It was a job I've always wanted to do, working in hospitality. You kind of gather and develop transferable skills in that industry, and you can take it to An Garda Síochána, and it's very relevant. You know, you're working with people, being part of a team.
And we hear of Gardaí joining in maybe later years now, or being open to people to join a little bit older now. So you had that career experience behind you, maybe some bills to pay. What did you make of the whole application process? Because you've been all telling me there's a lot of stages, background checks, vetting, there's the fitness, there's the various exams. It took about a year and a half. It can take longer for some people to actually get accepted into the Gardaí from the point of application. We were also talking about wages coming out on a salary of about 35,000 now, and you have other career experience. Is that a factor for you? Were you weighing up all these things in your mind?
Obviously, the process has to be lengthy because it's such an important role in society. And like, I wasn't really concerned that the time took so long. I kind of always wanted to do it, and I was patient.
And the money?
The money, yeah. You know, the money will get better over time. You know, money wasn't really the kind of the main motivator.
And everyone hoping to do a lot of Garda over time, I heard.
Yeah. what I've been told, yeah.
And things like the Taylor Swift concert somebody mentioned.
With the Gardaí becoming a more diverse force, we're told these days, among those passing out are trainees originally from India, Romania, Ethiopia and Poland. Pavel Skutela says Ireland gave his family a better life.
But I think it's good to have a wide variety of people from diverse backgrounds, because Ireland is kind of growing in a very fast pace in terms of people from different nationalities living here. And some people mightn't be able to speak in English proficiently. So it's good to know extra languages, and I think that would be a good thing too.
You mentioned not everybody can speak English on the streets where you've been on duty in Limerick, or you're heading for Donnybrook in Dublin. Maybe it's important to have people from other countries, from Poland, from wherever else. Not everybody can speak Irish coming to the Garda College either.
Overall, it was kind of difficult to grasp at the start, and I'm currently working on it myself in the personal time as well.
But you do have to be able to caution somebody in Irish. Can you caution me now in Irish?
Ní go dít, é ní ará, mira mí in lát féin é, ní ar bích a dhéarfic tú scríver sí is é. Tarlam go ástasion, an digan tú.
Jane's the language expert. Jane, what did you think?
Oh, it was very good. She was honestly better than most people who actually learned Irish, I think.
Gohana wa ir fad. You're just going to have to sound a bit tougher though, Pavel, now. You have to be a bit more strict with me on the street.
As well as the Irish, appearances still matter in the Gardaí. So I was surprised when Pavel showed me an old ID photograph of his tattooed, long-haired former self.
Yes, I did. I did grow my hair to be made for a wig for a child with cancer. So I donated for Laurelin Children's Hospice. With the tattoos, obviously it was stressful at the start. However, I'm able to cover them with my long sleeve shirt, and that is not a problem at all.
With anti-migrant sentiment and more hostility towards Gardaí shown at recent protests, I asked Pavel if he's concerned about abuse on the beat.
It doesn't worry me at all. I kind of consider any form of hate directed towards me as motivating in a way.
Motivating, you know, to do what?
To show that, you know, I am human and I'm here to help rather than, you know, attack in any way.
You're going to Store Street, Garda Station. You've been there already on placement just after the Dublin riots, you told me.
Yeah, I mean, look, like after the riots, I think every single guard in the country was, you know, concerned about their safety and all that. But, you know, you have to just continue to do your job.
Were you concerned? Were people worried about you? And did you encounter any kind of dangers on the streets? Any heated or tense situations? Any abuse?
Yeah, I definitely went to many scenes of public order where, yeah, you were, you know, you did experience abusive comments. But it's just the job that we're in now, and we have to just grow a thick skin and not take it personally and just know that we have the support of our colleagues there to help us in these situations.
People filming you, roaring at you, all sorts of views sometimes. It doesn't faze you?
No, it doesn't faze me. I think you have to just separate yourself. It's not personal. It's just, unfortunately, if you're in these roles of, you know, law, it will happen.
It's kind of, you know, part of the job.
Highlights so far for the Gardaí I've met are community policing, helping those in need, and road safety. I asked Ciarán Fagan about his experience of breaking the worst kind of news to a family.
It doesn't put you off the job?
No, it doesn't. There's so many support networks within the job now, obviously for people who have experienced this within the job, and the injured parties and the victims. You know, that's fantastic to know that you're not kind of dealing with it on your own. You've got a support network around you, and, you know, it does help you deal with it.
I feel like this is where I belong, that is the calling that I have, servitude and helping people, helping the communities, and just being there for people at the worst times of their life. I want to be that person they can go to and that they can look towards me if they're struggling and they need help.
I hope there's good times too, Pavel. Best of luck with it.
Thank you.
And thanks to Garda trainees Pavel Scutella, Jane Taylor and Ciarán Fagan speaking to John Cook there. And of course, good luck to them all as they become probationary Gardaí tomorrow.